You're listening to the Team DCU podcast.
On today's episode, we are talking about enterprise computing in DCU, and I am joined today by Tara, who's a student ambassador and an enterprise computing student. Hello, Tara. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Amazing. So let's go right back to the start. Why did you choose DCU?
So I chose DCU from mainly coming to the open days and seeing the buzz about campus, and there's so many different facilities around the place. I also know lots of people have come here and they love all the different things about it. They didn't have enough good things to say about it. So it was nice to just see from like a student point of view how they did love it. And it wasn't just like school, you had to go and do this. You had to choose what you like and where you want to go. So this one just appealed to me the most.
Makes a big difference from school because you're actually doing something that you really want to do.
And you have a choice.
Exactly, yeah. So you chose enterprise computing. Were you always drawn to kind of something along this area?
Yeah, so I actually didn't do computing or anything like that in school, but I was kind of a mathsy type of person, so I knew I kind of wanted to go something along that lines and not just study maths.
Okay.
I actually know a lot of people who have done enterprise computing again like that, and I can see that they came out the other end successful and they're really successful in their career path, so it's nice to see that you're going into a job with a good end goal.
Of course.
So I chose enterprise computing because it was a lot more of a mix with the business and the computing. So since I'd never done any computing before, I didn't want to go straight for the computer applications, although you could if you have a good interest in it, because they do all of the computing courses start from the very beginning. You don't need to have any experience. But I chose enterprise computing because it was that 50-50 mix with the business and computing. I also didn't do any business in school either, so kind of went into a course I didn't have any experience
wow,
in.
But, okay.
But yeah, it was just nice to kind of have a 50-50 mix and have a choice of which industry I'd like to go into. So I can go into business if I wasn't that keen on the computing part of it, or I could go into the computing or the middle person in between the two.
Good to have the options.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to do any business for the Leaving Cert or anything. What are the requirements for this course?
So the only requirements are the maths requirements. You need an 04 or a H6 to get in. So it's very achievable. And I think the points are always around the 350s or something like that.
Okay.
So it's very achievable to get into. The maths as well, you only have one or two modules of maths in first year. I think it's actually just one module, and it's kind of just the Leaving Cert honours paper again.
Okay.
Not all of it, just kind of the bits that you'll actually need. So it's nice that it's nothing really, really hard. And I have lots of friends who've done ordinary level maths as well like that, and they didn't struggle at all with it. It's just kind of once you get that one module done and over with, it just brings you up to speed.
Okay, so people shouldn't be afraid of the maths element to this course.
No.
I suppose as well the Maths Learning Centre in DCU is a big help for this
student. Yeah, exactly. So once or twice I actually did go up and they give you grinds and anything you need help. But even if it's just one question that you might have to do for the next week, it's nice to just go up and have one-on-one person to actually describe that to you. And it might be something as like getting a different view of the question and someone else explaining it to you, and it just makes it click. So it's great to just have that extra support for your maths.
Exactly. So you mentioned about doing the maths in first year. What else do you do in first year?
So in first year, you have web design, so you get to make your own websites and stuff like that. You also have a module called Digital World, which kind of teaches you the history of computers, where they came from and how they used to be the size of an entire room, down to how big they are now on your phone, learning about different like virtual realities and everything like that. So it's kind of a fun side to it as well. We also have then some of the business applications and how, kind of just learn the background of how you're going to apply these different business systems to a business and grow them and come out really successfully. So yeah, it's kind of just kind of getting you up to speed with everything that you will need to know and build on in your next few years.
Okay, so then following on to second year, is there stuff that you can choose to do modules in, or is everything compulsory for second year?
All of our modules are compulsory for second year, which is nice though, because you're kind of always with your course and stuff like that, and you're kind of just doing modules that are really relevant to your course. In second year, you start to learn about programming and stuff like that, and we learn Python. This changes with the different popularity in industries, but at the moment we're learning Python. And you do this, I think, in first and second semester, and then you do it in third too, so it's constantly building on each other. So at the start, you just learn the fundamentals and stuff like that, and then it's getting harder and harder. But I wouldn't say harder, it'd be more
challenging.
Building on each other and making it a lot more like understanding, rather than just doing small little scripts. They're getting bigger and bigger, and it's a lot more interesting.
Yeah. And you're getting to know exactly what it is that you're doing too.
Yeah, yeah. So then we do other like business system analysis and like learning about how you're going to build a system from scratch and all the different like diagrams and stuff behind that. And it's nice to just see them all build on that again. We do some database management and yeah, stuff like that.
A lot of big words in it as well, but you definitely don't have to have done any kind of coding or data or anything before, any computing.
Yeah, now think about that. I definitely would have been scared of all these big words and everything like that, but they're literally like our second language now these days.
Yeah.
No, I had done absolutely nothing. Like, I know a few of my friends might have done little bits of coding, even just like looked at something like that. I hadn't done a scratch. And I'd done business for junior cert, but not for leaving cert. So I went in basically it's a complete fresh mind and everything is taught from scratch, which is really, really nice to have it taught from scratch. Even if you are a pro, you might have been taught it a different way or something like that. So everyone's in the same boat once you go in, so it's nice to be like that as well.
Amazing. And I suppose that's very helpful then when you go on to third year, where you go and do your intro placement.
Yeah, so third year you have one semester in DCU where you do another six modules or so, and you have a few projects and stuff like that. So at the moment I'm doing a Python project, just building up a nice little website and stuff like that. And then next semester I get to go out on intra, which is integrated training, and I get to go out and work in a workplace for 7 months. So it's really good to be able to, while you're still a student, get out and get in some experience in the workplace, and you get paid for it, which is always a really good bonus.
Yeah.
But it's really good to be able to leave college with an experience under your belt. So some other students who might not have done integrated training, employers are going to look at you who you've worked in a workplace for 7 months. Of course, they're going to look at you and prefer you over someone who's completely new. So it's nice to get that newness out of the way while you're still in college. So next semester, I'm actually going to go out and work for Accenture, who are a big technology firm, big multinational firm. So it's nice to just have a big name like that under my belt before I've even left college. And yeah, it's really good to just, with some of the employers are really, really popular. Some of the employers were like Amazon, Aer Lingus, Accenture, PwC. So it's nice to have these really big names. There's also some of the smaller industries for people who'd rather a small little startup and stuff like that. So it's good to just, there's so much option in the course.
Definitely. And is it something that you have to seek out yourself? Do you have to go and find the employers yourself, or does DCU help you with that?
So there is the option of looking for it yourself. If there's someone that you knew you wanted to go work for, if you want to just try set that up yourself, you can. You have to just make sure you get it looked up by the intro office. But there is the intro office, there's a portal that they put lots of the jobs up on, and it has all the descriptions and all the like the job specs of what you'll be doing, so you can kind of read through all these, nearly like a catalogue of jobs, and you can choose which ones you apply to and which ones you don't. So you can be picky and choose which ones you want, but you're better off just applying to everything. At the moment, I haven't been able to look at it for a while because I've had my one, I already have my one secured, but I think there's something like 100 jobs up there.
Wow.
So there's loads and loads and loads. There's not like, you don't have to be, here's 10 jobs, choose one. You know?
Yeah.
So there's lots of, you can be picky and you can just, you don't have to work in something that you don't want to work in. Mm-hmm. So say if I'd rather the business side, I can go and work in the business side, but it's kind of more of a 50-50. It's good like that for your internship, that you have to throw yourself into the computing part and get some experience.
Yeah, and we'll have a chat about what it is that you could do then kind of job-wise after your course. But final year comes in the way of that. comes in the way, but you just have to do
exactly.
it first.
You just have to get over it.
That's
so
the
when
next
you come back
stepping
from
stone.
When you come back from your internship, you might want to just stay there, but you have to come back for a year.
Yeah.
So you come back and you have 1 year left, and it's kind of just nice looking back with the headset of where you want to go and what modules you really like. So you don't actually get a choice in the modules again, but you do get a project. So this project, you can choose whatever it is you like, and you kind of build this up. It's kind of, you might build a system or something like that, and you basically build it from scratch all the way up to a developed product, and you'll have lots of support from your lecturers and stuff like that. And yeah, so you work in twos for this. So it's nice that it's not like some theses where you have to just write and write streams and streams of paragraphs and everything like that. You get to sit down and actually make something. Now, there will be a lot of writing in it, but that's a final year project. There's always stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to work with one of your friends as well, and you can both kind of bounce your ideas off each other and stuff like that. And yeah, so that's a year-long module. So
is that the only thing that you do in final year, or is there other modules with it?
There's other modules as well. So there's, I think, 4 per semester maybe. I know it's less than final year anyways. I'm not sure exactly which.
But the final year project is the big thing.
Yeah, the final year project is kind of your main goal. So that's you do that the whole year through as well, which is nice. You have the whole year to do it, not just a cramped timeline to do it. And then your other ones are each semester, you have a few modules on the side as well.
Amazing. And what are the contact hours like for this course?
So our contact hours aren't that bad. I know this year, I think I have 15. I think I've always kind of had 15 hours per semester-ish. But the reason you're given only this amount of hours is because there is a lot of projects involved, and you have to be able to make time to into the labs and practice your programming and everything like that. All these type of things, it's not like in school you can learn them off. You need to practice. Mm-hmm. So the more you practice and the more hours you do spend in the labs, and you'll find yourself that you just can't get enough time in there, you know. So the more you practice, the more it kind of just comes like a second nature to you. Like all those big words I was saying, I didn't even notice they were big anymore, you know.
Yeah,
so it just, you get used to the practice. And there's not too many big, huge assignments. I know this year there is a jump up in the amount of assignments, but in first and second year, you're not really doing that many. Maybe one or two per semester, maybe some small ones like reflective journals and stuff like that. But there's not any huge, huge projects. Third year, they're starting to get a bit bigger, and then that's kind of preparing you for your final year project.
Yeah, but again, very manageable.
Yeah, very, very manageable. It's very manageable because they give you the lower amount of hours, so you have the time to do it.
Yeah, and then life after enterprise computing. What is it that you can do out of this course?
So you seem to be kind of like the middle person between the business people and the techie people. So it's kind of hard for the business people to talk to the technology people because they don't have the same vocabulary. And then, so you're that middle person, you can become a business analyst or a system analyst. So that's the type of like, you'll work for a company making different systems they need. They might just need a new way of improving something they do in their day-to-day life. So you can actually go into that company and make the whole system for them. You can become a network engineer, software developers. There's really loads and loads of different jobs that you can go into. You can choose kind of more business ones, or more like, if you'd like to just do coding, you can go into the software development. Well, it's nice to be able to say like the business analyst would be the middle person. You're doing a bit of the software development, and you're also looking at how I'm going to grow this in the business.
And again, with a lot of the companies that you've already mentioned as mm-hmm. well, someone's always looking for people who do
exactly.
enterprise
There's
computing.
A really, really high employment rate from this course. I think it's something crazy, like over 90% or something like
wow.
that. But there's always so many computer jobs around out there, you know.
Yeah.
The computing industry is just growing and growing, so
it really is, and everything's
to be.
Going more techie and more
exactly.
digital and stuff like that.
Yeah, so there's always going to be jobs out there, and it really seems to be the good industry to get into. Like, you're never going to be stuck unemployed for too long.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, and definitely a good time to do it, I think,
exactly,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. So it sounds great, and you're enjoying it.
Yeah, loving
favorite
it,
thing
loving
about
it.
The course.
It'd probably be, I'm actually surprised, I love the techie side of it now. I thought I would have just been more business because it just seemed to be the easier thing, but I actually really, really like all different programming and stuff like that, and be able to sit down and actually see yourself make something on a computer that you would have never known how to do before.
Yeah. Amazing. And if you would like to know more information about enterprise computing in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Thank you so much, Tara.
Thank you very much.